Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I know I've done this before, but did you know that last Friday's U.S. Jobs and Unemployment Report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics was actually far worse than the headline report of a gain of 130,000 jobs? The scary information is contained in the 200 pages of underlying data accompanying this release that apparently almost no one in the regular media bothers to check. First, from this gain in jobs from the prior month, you need to deduct 20,000 jobs that were revisions in the prior two reports, and also subtract 93,000 jobs double counted in the birth-death adjustment that the BLS won't back out until next February. Included in this alleged jobs increase, as was disclosed in the BLS news release, was the federal government's hiring of people for temporary jobs working on the 2020 census. The number of new hires for this purpose was not disclosed, but I recall that total temporary census staff last time around was around 1/3 of a million people. But that's not all. It gets scarier from there. Did you know that among the increase in jobs, the BLS stated that the number of new part-time jobs for economic and non-economic reasons increased by 657,000 from the prior month? If you back out all of these factors from the headline, what we are really looking at is a decline in full-time permanent jobs of 500,000 to 1 million people in the month of August. How can this massive decline in full-time permanent jobs be considered positive news for the U.S. economy? Almost certainly, that terrible information will exert even more pressure on the Federal Open Market Committee to announce another cut in the federal funds interest rate at the end of the next meeting, 1 week from today. I just wish that at least once someone in the regular media covering the monthly jobs and unemployment report would give the public the full details on what happened rather than just repeating the headline of the news release. It should never be necessary for me to clean up their misleading reporting when I come along to give you the rest of the story. That's it for now. Come back Friday for another Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.